Dictation for James Geiger, G-A-G-E-R. January 2654, address as a letter, Dr. Strong, S-T-R-O-N, for 631713. Dear Dr. Strong, consultation, Mr. Geiger, with recent abnormal kidney function, elevated potassium. Today comes accompanied with a wife. He has a history of coronary artery disease with a prior four-vessel bypass. In the last few months, medications were adjusted. He's been taking naproxen for arthritis of the knee. Lisinopril eventually increased from 20 to 40. Aldactone all the way to 200. Symptoms of weakness. Emergency room visit. Abnormal chemistries, high potassium. Medications adjusted. Discontinued naproxen, lisinopril, aldactone. Kidney number, potassium has improved. Creatinine stabilizing around 1.4. He was having some spasms on the right side of his abdomen and flank. Present weight, appetite stable, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Has enlargement of the prostate with frequency, nocturia, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, denies incontinence. Has morbid obesity, CPAP machine for sleep apnea. Does not do any restricted diet. Follows cardiology, Dr. Collins, C-O-L-L-I-N-S in Saginaw. Blood pressure for a period of time was difficult to control. Reason for medications adjustment. Eventually, blood pressure went down when the creatinine potential was abnormal. Now is running normal. Presently, no chest pain palpitations. Denies lightheadedness, unsteadiness, syncopal episode, denies orthopnea, PND, no skin rash, no bleeding, nose gums, headaches, no cough and sputum production. Next paragraph, past medical history for coronary artery disease. He did not have a heart attack. He was having angina for basal bypass surgery. Last testing, CT scan, coronary arteries from December 2020. Bypasses are open, normal ejection fraction, no valve abnormalities. He has also surgical ligation of the left appendix with a prior history of atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, with failed electrical cardioversion. He is not anticoagulated. Denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS stroke, denies carotid artery disease or peripheral vascular disease. No history of kidney stones, gout. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine or infection. There is no history of liver disease. There was some tenderness of the breast area from the aldactone exposure. Some arthritis as indicated above, as well as CPAP, sleep apnea. He is not diabetic. Next paragraph, surgeries, the four-vessel bypass surgery, 2010, with the surgical left atrial appendix closure, tons of adenoids, benign polyps removed from colonoscopy. Next paragraph, side effects to simvastatin, Norvasc causing edema. Next number, as a teenager, briefly smoking, occasionally beer. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications. HCTZ, aspirin, metoprolol, fish oil, atorvastatin, off lisinopril, off naproxen, off aldactone. Next paragraph on physical exam, 72 inches tall, 292 pounds, blood pressure 146/68, at home has been in the recent past 110s, 130s, over 60s and 70s. No alert oriented sign 3, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, no mucosal abnormalities, no palpable carotid bruise, phyllo lymph nodes, no JVD, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, irregular reading, no pericardial rap, rate less than 90, no significant murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness masses, no bruise, no femoral bruits, pulses are palpable but decreased, no edema, no capillary, excuse me, no ischemic changes of the toes, no gangrene, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, I review the CT scan angiogram report from December 2020, as well as the echocardiogram November 2020. Review the emergency room visit. The most recent chemistries are from yesterday. Now the creatinine down to 1.4 for a GFR of 54, a normal sodium potassium, normal acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell platelet, hemoglobin at 13. In the emergency room, potassium of 6. At that time, mild metabolic acidosis 22. Recent PTH not elevated. Pro-BNP around 2000. Back in November last year, creatinine around 1.1 and 1.2. September last year, 2 with a high potassium. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has recent acute and chronic renal failure, likely effect of medications. At that time, he was on anti-inflammatory agents naproxen for hypertension. Blood pressures were pushing up. Aldactone at 200, lisinopril at 40, blood pressure dropped to 90s. He developed hyperkalemia. Kidney function has improved by changing medications. We are missing a sample of urine to see if there is any activity for blood protein or cells. At this moment, we are not going back to lisinopril or aldactone. The last testing in 2020, normal ejection fraction. Blood pressure in the office, in the upper side, this will be monitored before we potentially go back to lisinopril. Continue pressing beta blockers and diuretics. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents. Monitor chemistries over time. Continue management of his underlying hyperlipidemia and cardiovascular abnormalities. Continue management of atrial fibrillation rate control. He has not required anticoagulation because of the surgical ligation of the left atrial appendix. Also discuss patient and family member, end of dictation.